ribbons and curls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore. One step, two step, get in a line. I gotta find a way to make you mine.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's been two straight weeks of sometimes deadly weather emergencies, and it will not end today.
The highest risk for tornadoes today will be in Alabama and Georgia. That is because the line of storms moving across Kentucky and Tennessee overnight start to congeal as they move south. Today's severe weather zone stretches from the south across the southeast from Texas all the way to Washington, D.C.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Early Israeli reaction to President Biden saying the U.S. was pausing delivery of bombs so they're not used in Gaza. Foreign Minister Israel Katz taking to social media to declare Israel will continue to fight Hamas until it is destroyed. The Biden administration has been under pressure to take executive action dealing with the southern border now that Trump ordered his congressional allies to scuttle the toughest proposed immigration bill in decades. As soon as today, the Department of Homeland Security will propose a change to the process for asylum seekers. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. June and July up the 75-cent limit. June at 2018, July 2001, August up 56 to 1978, September up 47 at 1975. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 2 to 190, 40-pound blocks up 11.50 to 195 and a quarter, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 302 and a quarter, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 113, no trades. Dry whey steady at 38 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as boxed beef prices traded slightly lower, and traders and cattle enthusiasts are wanting to see better consumer support to encourage traders to bid up the markets. Also, Cargill announcing the sale of its Fresno, California beef plant to a local processor also pressured the market. Hog markets were mostly mixed. Now, while the midday pork cutout values were higher, the afternoon carcass prices didn't move too much, and that did pressure the market. June live cattle down $1.15 to $176.47. May feeder cattle down $1.95 to $240.20. May hogs steady at $92.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. It was a combination of overbought conditions, which led to some profit-taking. Also, U.S. weather forecasts, which show a window for spring planting to progress for corn and beans, and some nice weather for the emergence of the wheat crop, all pressuring the grains. May corn down 8.25 to 445.5. New crop down 7.25 to 481.25. May beans down 19.5 to 12.75. New crop down 15 to 12.13. Chicago wheat, May down 8.75 to 6.16. Minneapolis wheat was steady at 7.08 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get ready to take your corn yields to the max with MX Series Corn by Stein. These one-of-a-kind hybrids are derived from the latest, most superior corn genetics from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein features short-stature plants with medium to high ear placement, enabling excellent performance in high-population environments, ease of harvest, and strong standability. Learn more about our time-tested short-stature corn products at steinseed.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 407, June 410, July 413, new crop 426. Cash beans 1153, June 1158, July 1158, new crop 1128. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 430, June 424, July 427, new crop 431.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 418, June 428, new crop 431. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 405, new crop 426, cash beans 1149, June 1152, new crop 1138. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 418, new crop 426, cash beans 1135, new crop at 1128. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 436, June 438, July 439, new crop at 436. Cash beans 1195, June 1198, July 1202, new crop 1155. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 405, new crop 426. Cash and June beans 1154, new crop 1138. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 159 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 140 to 169, market cows 90 to 132, bulls 111 to 160, calves 200 to 950, beef steers 130 to 322, Holstein steers 137 to 390. Sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 175 to 267.50 and fed lambs 200 to 227.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 20 or more select self-leveling underlayment. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store Lowe's.com/credit for details.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to gradually clear out as we take you through the day today. Some sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high 63 with wind north to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine and isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible with a high near 70. We are heading full on into barbecue season. And if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Move slowly to my dresser drawers. Put my blue jeans on. Find my cowboy boots. My button. Down, strap my timepiece on my arm. Grab my billfold, my pocket change. Just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street. It's not really me. I still comb my hair the same. Still like the same. Coffee in the morning, it's just food for the brain. But I've been numb since our last goodbyes, haven't felt a thing. But now there's pains in my head and pains in my chest. I think I'm losing my hair. I'm half think you didn't care. I still comb my hair the same. Still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still owns. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. Lights are on, but nobody's home. Since you left, says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, nobody's home. The lights are on, nobody's home.
Fancy meeting you.
Advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, 'cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, would you think of me? So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, would you think of me? And take your cat and leave my
nice the weather, 'cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better with you thanking me. You thanking me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Keith Urban, and you'll think of me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning. Temperatures mid to upper 40s. We do have some scattered showers and storms across the region this morning, and we could see some of that even today as well. We'll have more with our Ag Weather forecast next hour. Also next hour in our Newsmaker segment, we're going to learn about sorghum. Did you know that we can grow sorghum here in Wisconsin? We're going to find out more with Craig Meeker with the National Sorghum Board coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The markets are holding somewhat of a steady line despite the HPAI in dairy cattle. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza has affected dairy herds in several states. Mike North, producer division president with Ever.ag, talks about how the markets have reacted to the news.
Honestly, the markets have done very well right from the beginning. I think because we were coming at this very scientifically and monitoring the situation with what we knew, not jumping to conclusions about what we didn't know, the market was able to maintain a lot of stability through all of the reporting, whether it was slow to come forward or if it was just in question. We're relying on science, and science did the talking. There wasn't any media scares to challenge the marketplace. So it held a fairly steady line.
But that steady line hasn't always been the case.
If you go back a few weeks ago, when the first case of the virus was found in a human, it sent cattle markets down the limit. It sent a big shock to the market for a day in cattle, and then things rebounded. But we did not see a similar type of play in the milk market. And I think largely because we knew from the beginning that pasteurization was in place. And so people didn't fear what was going to happen either from a demand or a supply situation. And I think early on, that was the bigger question. What will the supply be? And will we be running into a shortage because of all the milk that's being withheld?
North went on to emphasize again that milk from sick cattle isn't let into the supply chain.
Any cow that's found to be sick, just like we have seen forever and ever on our farms, that milk is withheld, doesn't make its way to the supply. But for those cows that don't show symptoms, we still have pasteurization to be that catch-all. Bottom line, though, is we're not seeing big changes in milk production. If you look at the March numbers that came forward just a week and a half ago, it did show that milk production was down a point and a half, and that wasn't far off of estimations, and that's largely a byproduct of the smaller cow herd than it is anything to do with bird flu.
Mike North with Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume. Hair volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to gradually clear out as we take you through the day today. Some sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high 63 with wind north to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine and isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible with a high near 70. We are heading full on into barbecue season. And if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
That town will always be you. And every crowd on every corner, and every face I'd see you. So with nothing more than a take a guess, I drove away without looking back. And I guess that's how I got where I am. Going anywhere as fast as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you. Lights on the highway disappear into the dark. And if I could have it my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Leanne Womack and A Little Past Little Rock here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 40s across the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Well, with it being summer, it's also time now for the Wisconsin Association of FFA's annual convention, the 95th annual FFA Convention and Expo will be June 10th through the 13th. That's going to be at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. FFA students from across the state will come together to celebrate the accomplishment of the organization's, get this, 259 chapters and 25,277 members this past academic year. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, with the Wisconsin State FFA Convention, June 10th through the 13th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Dicamba. It's seen a surge in usage since several new chemistries were released over the past decade. But a new proposal from EPA could change how and when it gets used in some crops. I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Yes, the regulations around dicamba application could be changing as the EPA has opened a public comment period on a new proposed label for Bayer product KHNP00090, which was formerly known as Xtendamax herbicide. Back in 2016, Monsanto's Xtendamax herbicide with vapor grip technology was approved by the EPA for use on dicamba-resistant soybean and cotton during the growing season. Now, the base chemistry for dicamba has been approved by EPA since 1967, and it's been in use both for agricultural and non-ag uses for control of broadleaf plants in grass crops. But the use over the growing season wasn't very common. With the release of the new generation of formulations, Xtendamax among them, growers could now apply the chemistry directly over their growing soybean or cotton crops during the summer and help kill glyphosate-resistant weeds. Unfortunately, critics argue, the new formulations weren't that much less prone to volatilization than the previous iterations, and pesticide misuse complaints skyrocketed. The EPA, faced with balancing access to crop technology against damage to non-dicamba-tolerant crops, has revised the label several times over the last 8 years, and they're prepared to do so again. Xtendamax, which was purchased by Bayer as part of its larger Monsanto acquisition in 2018, is now called KHNP00. And the newly proposed label states that the formulation would be restricted to usage during pre-plant, planting, and pre-emergent stages in soybean fields. This means that no over-the-top applications to standing beans will be allowed after June 12th. Cotton growers will also see restrictions with the same requirements that applications happen pre-plant, at planting, or during pre-emergence, though they'll still be able to apply over-the-top, but no later than July 30th. Also, the maximum allowable rate in cotton was halved from 88 ounces to 44. And I'll have more information after this.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer.
Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Groups across the ag industry are weighing in on the new proposed dicamba restrictions, with the American Soybean Association concerned about the potential loss of this useful technology, but environmental groups like the Center for Biological Diversity criticizing the rules for not going far enough. The comment period is open until June 3rd on the EPA's website. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh-smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voices ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts. City and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me. If I had 2 dozen roses and an old bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your mind? Something that you can't have again. I've done all that I know to do and second guess my every move, but I can't help but wonder how it might have been if I had 2 dozen roses and an older bottle. If I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night, if I had 2 dozen roses, would it change your
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. Plant my heart in the garden of my dreams, and
News of Agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin cranberry production totaled 5 million barrels in 2023, compared to 4.8 million barrels in 2022, according to USDA. Wisconsin's cranberry growers harvested 19,100 acres, down 400 acres from the prior year. Average yield per acre at 262.3 barrels was up 7% from last year's 246.2 barrels. The price of cranberries, though, was down 3% from 2022 to $37.40 a barrel. The total value of utilized production in Wisconsin, $187 million. Processed cranberries accounted for 94% of the states that utilized cranberry production. Wisconsin also maintained its number one ranking in total cranberry production with 62% of the nation's total. Wisconsin's total production was more than twice that of the next highest producing state, Massachusetts. Leading dairy representatives from the United States and Mexico met this week in Mexico to renew commitment to collaborate and advocate on mutually beneficial dairy policies. This was the sixth meeting between leading U.S. and Mexican dairy organizations since 2016. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council steered the U.S. delegation, which consisted of more than 14 member companies, U.S. farmer representatives, U.S. DEC, and National Milk staff. Throughout the week, the attendees discussed the most pressing issues affecting both industries in their local and respective markets and across the globe. To help drive the meat industry forward, the Meat Institute is updating its annual handling guidelines and animal welfare audit. The changes include scores for each criterion, allowing the Institute's members to set goals. The Meat Institute also released a new bison animal welfare audit. The guidelines and audit were authored by the Meat Institute's Animal Welfare Committee and Colorado State University Professor Temple Grandin. The Meat Institute has a longstanding commitment to animal welfare, says Julia Anna Potts, AMI CEO. Through these updated guidelines and as part of the Protein Pact, Meat Institute companies will continue to advance high standards of animal care. The Meat Institute will highlight the updated guidelines and audit changes next week in Kansas City. AMI conference topics will include improving animal welfare throughout the supply chain and prioritizing safe animal handling. Low commodity prices, high input costs, and disappointing 2023 growing season results are influencing farmers' decisions this year. The 2024 Farmer Speaks survey reveals that farmers are taking a more conservative approach to their decision-making. They're making fewer changes overall, driven by concerns about short-term prospects and long-term finances. Fertilizer remains the primary focus for adjustment, despite more moderate prices. 52% of growers purchased fertilizer early, making a decrease of 7% from last year's record high. Farmers say their intent to buy more agriculture equipment has also dropped by 24% in 1 year. Farmers are also switching crop protection products far less than ever before. Survey respondents indicate that they're using the same products as last year or are undecided. 36% of farmers reported purchasing seeds early, anticipating shortages this year. Approximately half of the farmers are actively evaluating options or have already signed carbon credit contracts. A recent Rabobank report says global pork industry is starting to shift as sow herd numbers begin to plateau after declining for some time. The stabilization is a result of better-than-expected consumption trends coupled with reduced production costs across most regions. These factors are contributing to a more optimistic outlook for hog prices and are encouraging producers to consider rebuilding herds. The industry's improved supply-demand balance has led to a contraction slowdown, said Christy McCracken, senior animal protein analyst with Rabobank. The U.S., Canada, and China are seeing healthier herds, which means more hogs are available. Higher global stocks of grain and oil seeds have resulted in lower feed costs for producers, which is beneficial for the industry. Despite a drop in some key Asian markets' consumption, pork is maintaining its position as a cost-effective protein choice for worldwide consumers, especially in light of higher beef prices. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Mike Adams with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school?
most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to gradually clear out as we take you through the day today. Some sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high 63 with wind north to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine and isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible with a high near 70. We are heading full on into barbecue season. And if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Say a thing, but I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name.
little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you and you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. Standing by a woman in a long white lacy veil. I raised the veil, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I and just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name.